It's estimated that more than 100,000 cases of the disease will be diagnosed this year alone in the U.S. The case of Janet Jackson's infamous wardrobe malfunction will be reviewed. The Supreme Court has ordered further review of the $550,000 fine the FCC imposed on CBS after the incident during the 2004 Super Bowl halftime show. A federal appeals court will take another look at the fine in light of a recent high court ruling that upheld a federal policy that allows broadcasters to be fined for airing just a single expletive. With IRN USA Radio News, I'm Hope Duggar.
As the old saying goes, if you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. But if you give him a Berkey system, you give him the ability to obtain purified water for a lifetime. This year, when giving Christmas gifts, instead of unwanted trinkets, give a meaningful and substantial gift. Berkey systems are ideal for every member of your family, especially the young ones in college. Unlike other water filtration systems, Berkey purifiers are portable. They require no plumbing, and the elements don't have to be replaced every 4 to 6 months. Perfect for anyone on a tight budget, and more importantly, if there's an unexpected emergency, your loved ones will be prepared. That's because Berkey systems are able to purify raw, untreated water. Check out our Christmas specials at BerkeyWater.com. With one of our quantity specials, you not only get a discount, but in one stop, you can get gifts for the entire family. That's BerkeyWater.com or call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you of the views that are expressed here and not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Barry Shamish, who's an Israeli citizen, who's an Israeli patriot, who's been writing about corruption in the Israeli government for a long period of time, and because he was doing such a good job of exposing it, he was forced to come here to America because of threats on his life. But before we get to Barry, I just want to comment what a difference a week makes. You remember a week ago why the number of the swine flu? Well, then we decided to call it Mexican flu. Then we decided to call it the viral form A, H1N1 influenza virus was the name we finally decided on, because we didn't want to offend anybody, and who could be offended by H1N1. But anyway, of course, why we didn't know where this was going, when it was going to stop, we were all going to die. There were 149 at least probable or maybe or possible or probable cases of deaths, you know, in Mexico, and it was spreading to the United States and all over the world. What a difference a week makes. And remember, the media is used to control our reality, to mold our minds, to form our taste, to create our suggestions, the things that we really believe are the product of what we hear from the mass propaganda. And it is all propaganda. I mean, 2,000 people die every single day because of malaria, which was brought about because, of course, we outlawed DDT and we won't let the countries use it throughout the world, or we do everything we can to discourage it. So because we want the people to die, and 5,000 people that day die of AIDS, which we're not trying to stop. We're giving people medications that prolongs their lives so they can continue spreading the disease, but we're not using the standard public health techniques that are necessary to stop the spread of a sexually transmitted disease, and we know how to stop the disease, and we're not trying to stop it. So why all this concern? And then it turned out, well, there were only really about 16 cases of people who died in Mexico, and to my knowledge, nobody died any other place except one Mexican child who came into Texas. That's all there were. And yet, of course, day after day after day, on the radio, on television, in the news magazines, and certainly on the newspapers, all we heard about was this terrible threat of this epidemic. Well, let me tell you that we have inside information that they had advanced knowledge this was going to come, but they also They also believe, and this is on, and I can't tell you where I got the information, but I believe it to be accurate, that there's going to be something else of a serious nature in the way of an epidemic coming perhaps in a few weeks or a few months or a few years. But it is coming. It's already planned. They're making their preparations because this will destroy the economy of the world. And this is really what they really want. They want to destroy the economy financially and, of course, the epidemic. And shutting down travel and industry would do that. And that is how they're going out of the chaos that's going to develop. They're going to bring in their new world order that Henry Kissinger has written so well about it. If you haven't read his article in the International Herald Tribune, January 12th of this year, shame on you. You need to get it. If you can't get it, we'll send it to you. You need to understand that it's either the New World Order or chaos. That's what he says. Well, let's then get to our special guest, which is Barry Shamus, and we're going to be talking about the new Israeli ambassador to the United States. Barry, you pick up the story.
Well, I'm glad you ended on Kissinger, because that's pretty relevant. Michael Oren is the new Israeli ambassador to Washington. Now, when I found out, I didn't view it with any great shock, but then I started getting a lot of articles, one petition, letters in shock from Israel. And it was, well, turns out that a lot of people are really ticked off there about this appointment. And the reason is that, well, simply he's opposing what the Israeli people voted for. Michael Oren supports a unilateral Israeli withdrawal from the West Bank and East Jerusalem, and he was a supporter of the withdrawal from Gaza. And he gives the usual nonsense that Israel has to save itself by unilaterally withdrawing from the West Bank. And, well, why would Netanyahu, who appoints the ambassadors, let us not forget this, he is the prime minister, why would he appoint Michael Oren?
Because he's in the pocket of the people from the Council on Foreign Relations and Henry Kissinger, who want to destroy Israel. How is that for an answer?
Well, we'll get there.
I'll get to
it less shockingly. By the way, the answer is right, but there are explanations before we get to it.
I'm sorry, Barry. I just couldn't pass that up. It was a rhetorical question. I know it was. You go right ahead.
Yeah, I do that sometimes, but it's like interrupting a good joke. You know, you got to let the guy tell the joke, even if you've heard it before.
Right. You go ahead.
I knew Michael Oren. And well, I want you to know, we were inducted into the Israeli army on the exact same day. We even took the same bus to the induction center, where we really became very good buddies. I remember him well because I needed a friend there. I mean, it's very scary that I'm going to be throwing a year and a half. In his case, he was going to be throwing, I think, 3 years of regular service away, and we're in this induction center. And, well, we became very, very good pals in the induction center. It turns out that I ended up being just a grunt, a typical sand-eating soldier, and I didn't have that exciting a military career. But I met him after the army, and he had stories to tell me. Now, Michael did not just end up a drudge in the IDF. He volunteered for a much rougher unit than I did, the paratroopers. You got to be really strong for that, and I was not that strong. I wouldn't have dared try that. But that's not what became of him. He may have entered the paratroopers, but he ended up in the Mossad. And he started telling me how that happened. Now, first of all, the guy's very tall and blonde and Gentile-looking with an American passport. So he was given a press card from the Kansas City Star, which lets you know who's working for the Mossad, by the way. If anyone reads the Kansas City Star, they provided him with, well, an excuse to be in Arab countries. And Michael told me about his adventures in the army, and I don't know if I was jealous, but I was certainly listening with enough interest to remember them. He went to Iraq and Syria, supposedly for the Kansas City Star, but for the Mossad in actual fact. And he was describing the fear of being discovered, how he had to live with this. And he told me what the Galilee looks like from the Syrian side of the Golan Heights, something no Israeli I've ever met has ever told me.
Okay, you hold that. We're going to be back here in just a moment. Our guest is Barry Shamish. We're talking about the new Israeli ambassador to the United Nations. You must understand that Netanyahu, despite what you read in the newspaper, is not a conservative. He is another one of those who's going to sell out Israel to the globalist dream of the new world order, the new world religion, and the new world leader. We'll be right back. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call of 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show. Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We have Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and, of course, with us today is our good friend Barry Shamus. Pick up the story there, Barry.
Well, there's not a lot more to tell about this particular story. He told me the food was great, Damascus, and the people really friendly, and they really hated Israel, but they were very nice anyways. You know, his adventures. Now, people I knew really rose in the Israeli establishment. And that's because they were prepared to. Now, just so you know, they tested me for the Mossad as well. I was told to show up at this office on Derech Petach Tikva, is the name of the street in Tel Aviv, where I would be interviewed, and I passed stage one. They asked me if I want to go to the Philippines and help the people. Just was I prepared to leave the army and do other work? And I said yes. I mean, the army was boring. I sounded better than what I was doing. So suddenly I get this notice. I have to go to my unit commander, brigade commander, high up enough that they gave me a week off. They said, just, you have a week off, don't ask questions. I left the camp, and a beautiful girl who's on the bus, she starts talking to me. The next thing I know, I invite her. I had a birthday party with some friends, and I invited her, and I found that my mail was being opened, and I was being followed for a week. And, well, in short, I was entirely inappropriate for the Mossad. I flunked every test in the book, apparently, and I just went back to the army, and I never heard from them again. But they tried to see if I could fit in with the establishment, and I guess I have a personality that does not fit in. Whereas Michael Oren clearly had a personality they loved. Now, I wrote an article, not just about Oren, we'll go on a bit from there, but I wrote an article that said I knew Michael Oren, and for those of you wondering why Netanyahu would appoint him, I said because the man worked for the Mossad when I knew him, and I knew him well, and when you join the Mossad, it's not the kind of organization you just quit. Okay? You don't just show up one day and say, I'm tired of being in the Mossad. I quit. That's not what happens. You stick with them. Whether you like it or not, in some cases.
You're like the CIA. Once CIA, always CIA. And this is just the way that the system works.
Well, let's just say that after I wrote the article, I got all kinds of responses from people with Michael's bio. And, well, when I read this, I knew I was right. In claiming that he was appointed not because of his diplomatic skills. I mean, the guy was unknown. That that was another one of the shocks. I mean, who is Michael Oren? How come he gets this tremendous diplomatic posting when there are far more skilled diplomats who've been waiting for years for a chance to get to be ambassador to Washington, and this nobody who nobody's ever heard of literally gets the appointment, and it turns out that his philosophy is exactly the opposite of what the Israeli people voted into power about a month ago. So I get emails from people, and I find out that Michael was a personal advisor to Rabin, and that means Oslo, by the way. One way or another, he was advising on Oslo. And again, why would Netanyahu hire his ambassador to Washington and a previous advisor to Rabin? Even that is very peculiar. But he was also, well, he was also the IDF, the Israel Defense Forces liaison to the American troops in Iraq. He, whatever a liaison does, whatever is involved, I don't know, but there's probably all kinds of stuff that cooperation between the armies, all kinds of things that we don't know about, but he was the liaison between the Americans and the Israelis. So you got to figure that he continued in his well, Mossad career, essentially. You can call it an IDF career, but this was beyond simple military functionary. He was working on the international scene. And so the article itself was very justified by the facts that came in after I wrote the article, which it always seems to work that way, by the way. Now, just so you know, and this, by the way, is very relevant, although it may not start that way, but it is very relevant. And Michael was not the only high-level Netanyahu appointment who I knew in Israel. In 1997, he appointed Dr. Dori Gold as the Israeli ambassador to the United Nations. And I knew, again, not superficially, I knew Dori Gold. Well, just to explain, to give it a little bit of a human touch, I mean, he was not just a guy I met at a party. I had a friend named Bob Blake. He was a pianist at hotels in Jerusalem, but he was friends with the Wook brothers. Their father was Herman Wook. He was quite an important writer. He wrote the Cain Mutiny and War and Remembrance. It's very prestigious to be the son of Herman Wook in the Jewish world, that's for sure. And I knew Joey Wook. We went to university together. Now, it turns out that the Wook brothers were friends with Dori Gold. And my friend Bob, who had an apartment centrally located in Jerusalem, was where they met. That was Gold and the Wook brothers and me. And on really numerous occasions, I sat with Dori Gold. Well, and the Wook brothers and Bob Blake, but they didn't really have the effect that Gold had. Well, at the United Nations, he was Israel's ambassador there. That's pretty serious. Now, when Netanyahu appointed him, it was the same thing as with Gold. There was no understanding how this minor academic got such a huge appointment. Well, as it turned out, I like Dori Gold. He actually has a sense of humor, but he's a little flaky, and I couldn't imagine him getting an assignment like this, which requires tremendous concentration and orderliness. But again, I've got nothing against disorderly people. I actually prefer eccentricity over, straight-lacedness. But, oops, I hear the music.
You hear the music, and I actually had a chance to talk to Dory for a couple of hours on the radio. I liked him, too. We'll be back in just a moment here at Genesis.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Americans, do you know where your food comes from? Is it safe, secure, and healthy? Did you know most of our food is not contaminated with genetically modified ingredients? We at Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company have been helping people get pure garden seed for 12 years and carry over 1,200 varieties of GMO-free heirloom seed. Go to www.rareseeds.com for more information. That's rareseeds.com. Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company was started in 1998 by a 17-year-old as a hobby. It was developed out of a passion for preserving our vegetable heritage. The company now offers the largest selection of pure heirloom seeds, strive every year to bring back varieties like our forefathers grew. In times like these, we can't trust the government to keep our seeds safe. Every year at Baker Creek, we work to preserve the best of the oldest for future gardeners. We also offer affordable seed collections for long-term storage. Go to www.rareseeds.com and get your seeds from America's pure seed source. That's rareseeds.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest today is, of course, Barry Shamish. And before we go on, Barry, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get your latest book, how they can get your DVDs, how they can get in touch with you for a conference if they'd like to have you come and speak, and how to get to your website.
Well, sure. My new book is The Compromised Land. I sold all of them in Atlanta last week, but I'll reorder and get you a copy as well. Money, it's a headache. But you get the book, at lulu.com, www.lulu.com. I did that wrong. It's lulu.com. And you can download it for $7. You get 400 pages for $7. That's not a bad deal. There's a little search box. You write in, you press books and you write in my name. C-H-A-M-I-S-H. That's Chamish, and you'll get to the new book. The website is barrychamish.com. And, yes, I give a very good lecture. Last week I was in Atlanta talking about the papal visit. This week in Jerusalem, a disaster for Israel. But it went over quite well, and people showed up and so forth. You want me to lecture? Well, my number is 904-315-8079. That's 904-315-8079. All right, back we go. Now, again, with Dory, we were young. No one had established themselves yet when we knew each other. And, well, right now, I mean, the way I view him and what he's become is not so good. Because after he was given the UN assignments, he started writing, especially in the Jerusalem Post, but also for commentary, all kinds of magazines, praising Henry Kissinger and the personal advice he had received from Henry Kissinger and the written diplomacy of Henry Kissinger. And I mean, we were just on different boats by this time. My reading of Kissinger, especially during the Yom Kippur War, when his diplomacy killed 2,000 Israeli soldiers in 2 days, was not obviously the same reading that he had on Kissinger. In fact, I viewed what he became as extremely reckless and dangerous for Israel. But again, he advanced through the establishment. Once again, Netanyahu, gave him the best career advancing position you had for an academic, UN ambassador, but he was just, I don't know if he was in the hands of Kissinger, but I assume that he was very much in the hands of what Netanyahu's ruling philosophy was that Kissinger and the CFR made him prime minister, and his UN ambassador was going to take his advice from his people, and Gold just changed outright. Now, just a little background. Two prime ministers, Israeli prime ministers, came out of Israel's Washington embassy. They were Yitzhak Rabin, who was the ambassador from 68 to 72, and Benjamin Netanyahu, who was deputy ambassador from 1982 to 85. It's a very, very good political move to be the Washington ambassador. You end up being prime minister. If you play your cards right, they will back you to the hilt. Now, you have to remember that when Rabin arrived in Washington in 68, he was just a modest kibbutz socialist with no, certainly not, without pretensions of being a Republican, of all things. But Kissinger got to him. In 1972, Rabin went on the electoral stump for Nixon and Kissinger. A socialist, no less. He's not even backing the Democrats. He's backing Kissinger and Nixon. They got to him. They got to him in a big way. And I could go on from this. Let's just say that it took them a little while, but they thoroughly corrupted Rabin. Now, as for Netanyahu, he was pre-corrupted. And we've done this show and explained how the CFR got to a very young Netanyahu in 74 and really held on. In short, both Rabin and Netanyahu's primary American handler was Henry Kissinger. That is something they have in common. Now, what Kissinger did for Rabin during this Yom Kippur War, Israel was supposedly running out of weapons. And he was not allowing any weapons to be sent to Israel. It really looked like Israel was going to lose. He made a deal with Golda Meir that if she wanted the country rearmed after the war, she was going to somehow get Rabin to be her successor. And, well, I mean, Rabin had no political career whatsoever, nothing. Never sat in the Knesset, wasn't on any political list, he was a nothing. But after the war, she appointed him labor minister, then she stepped down, announced that he was her successor, and thanks to Kissinger, Rabin became prime minister of Israel. And boy, did that lead to trouble, but that's, we basically know the trouble. But Netanyahu, well, let's talk about a little story. Just before Rabin was killed, just before he was murdered in September of 95, I was watching this interview on Israeli TV. And Rabin was being, well, he was probably drunk. He was drinking two bottles of scotch a day by then. But he gave a story he shouldn't have given, and he passed it off as a lighthearted story. According to Rabin, Henry Kissinger gave him a call that day, and he was very angry at Benjamin Netanyahu. Do I hear music?
No, go right ahead.
Oh, good. Apparently, Netanyahu had phoned Kissinger the day before and interrupted his day and asked him to announce a change in policy on the Golan Heights. We can only guess what that change would have been. It might have been good change, but Kissinger sloughed Netanyahu off, and Rabin thought it was hilarious. The whole story was somehow hilarious. Now, I did not view this as a funny story. What it meant was that Kissinger was handling not only the prime minister of Rabin, he also was handling the minister of the opposition, Netanyahu. It means Kissinger had his fingers in both sides of the Israeli political spectrum.
Just like he has his fingers on both sides of the American political spectrum. He was the closet advisor to George Bush. He is the overt advisor to Obama. But the more things change, the more they say the same.
Well, let us not forget that Netanyahu was elected, and the people of Israel don't understand that this is a very, very serious background. They should be very concerned about it. But for some reason or another, I can't get this message through. And boy, have I been trying to get this message through. But the Israeli people just don't understand that voting Netanyahu is cosmetic. Oh.
There you got the music. We'll be back in just a moment with Barry Shamish right here at the Genesis Communication Network.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from Pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest is Barry Shamish. Barry, you go right ahead.
Well, the issue of CFR involvement in Netanyahu means the Israelis who voted for the Jews voted in a landslide for a right-wing religious government. First of all, they didn't get that. Netanyahu sloughed the religious and the right, and he brought labor into his government. And what it means is you just shouldn't vote. I mean, you're supporting a system that is not supporting you. What you get is a government that that's mentality is not the Israeli mentality. The mentality is coming out of Washington in a big way. And if you look what Israel is about to do with under Netanyahu, well, in a week's time, they're going to be seating a Nazi pope. They're going to be celebrating the arrival. Literally, he was the Grand inquisitionaire of the Vatican before he was pope. And by the way, the Inquisition for a Jew with any historical memory means this pope is way up there with Hitler. You had about 1 million tortured Jews throughout history through this Inquisition's office, and they're going to be welcoming a pope. That's what this government is doing without objection. Well, you don't know what the Eurovision Song Contest is, but it's a very, very big deal in Israel. The Israeli government, without even an audition, chose really a talentless, I would say, cretin. I mean, an awful woman named Ahinoam Nini to represent the country, and well, she wouldn't do it unless she could bring along an Arab singer with her to do her song. This government has, there's no change in the day-to-day life of Israel. No matter what you're reading, that Netanyahu is ticking off Europe and Obama, which goes without saying, no matter who's leading Israel, that's a lost cause. But what you're getting, if you're an Israeli, is not something you voted for. And if I have time, I'll do the very briefly the Pope's agenda.
Well, you've got about 3 minutes.
Oh, I don't then. In short, I'm going to sum this up, and I'm going to do it very quickly. In short, Michael Oren was put in the Israeli embassy by Washington and the Mossad, hoping someday he would rise, maybe even become Prime Minister of Israel. Very quickly, the Pope's agenda then. Well, first of all, he goes to the Western Wall, which is going to be cleared out of Jews. After hundreds of major diplomatic meetings at the wall, the Jews are going to be cleared out. From there, he will go to the, I don't know what Regina Coeli is, it's some sort of prayer. He will be saying it on Mount Zion in the cenacle. That's the Last Supper room which the Catholics want sovereignty over, want Israel to give it up. But here's the big one. From there, he's calling a mass, mass. He's giving a mass in the Valley of Jehoshaphat, just under the Knesset. Look, a friend of mine who knows the Bible, I don't, said you better read Joel for that one. In Joel, he calls together the nations of the world, Joel 1, 2, and 3, in a meeting in the Valley of Jehoshaphat. By chapter 3, Israel is divided by the nations of the world. The Vatican work with symbols. They mean business. The Israelis don't understand what a horrible agenda this is. And all I can say is for years I've been saying it, and next week it's going to be coming true. The Pope is going to be praying for the division of Israel and, well, the institution of a new capital, a new Catholic capital in Jerusalem. It's an outrage, and no one's going to do anything to stop this, Nancy. There, I got it done in a minute.
All right, fine. Well, Barry, I appreciate so much. And again, our guest has been Barry Shamish, and he is an Israeli patriot, very concerned about what's going on. And he sees, of course, what's happening in Israel, where you have one political party, both controlled by the same, well, really controlled by the people here in Washington, D.C. And, of course, there are a lot of the people who want to tell you that the Zionists control Washington, D.C. Well, if they control it, they're doing a pretty poor job. That's all I can say, because it looks to me like Washington, D.C. is really controlling what's going on in Israel. That's Barry's contention, and I agree. And, of course, it's really the people, not only the Council on Foreign Relations, but the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderbergers, what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, that are really running things in Israel. And, of course, it doesn't matter how the people vote. The same program always goes forward towards the New World Order and the New World Religion. God bless you, Barry. We'll talk to you, I guess, a day or so.
And on Wednesday.
All right. Thanks very much. Hey, well, this is Dr. Stan. Hope you enjoyed our program with Barry. And, of course, this is the time I need to remind our listeners. Our ministry is primarily listener-supported. And if you're out there across America and you certainly believe, as I do, that we're involved in a spiritual battle, and there are powerful spiritual forces working behind the scenes in the Catholic Church and the Protestant Church and in the Jewish religion towards this goal of a one-world government. But people don't understand that. If you'd like to understand what really goes on in the Vatican, you really need to get our four-tape set written there, my interviews with a Catholic priest, at least three of my interviews. One is John Loeffler. But John Loeffler's interview is fascinating about what really happened when Pope John Paul II was inaugurated or inducted as the Pope. You really want to get this information from a Catholic point of view. That's the wisdom of Malachi Martin. We see just without the book, Hostage to the Devil, written by Malachi Martin. And then, of course, we want to mention, certainly, that if you have not yet laid in a long-term supply of food, why, of course, if you get it to us, you'll get it at wholesale profit prices directly from ship from Ready Reserve. You won't get it any cheaper elsewhere. And we can offer the same deal that they can. We work very closely with them. If you have a catalog, don't put it off. Get your order in. If you don't have a catalog, give us a call. We'll send it to you, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, if you need to get a Berkey water filter, why you can get it through us. If you get it through us, you'll get a video or a four-tape set. It's something we have produced. You'll get that right along with your Berkey, or get a couple of Berkeys if you'd like, or get some extra filters. And, of course, if you get those items, you'll get the four-tape set or the video that we produced. And then if you need want to lay in a supply of health products, we have those as well. They're usually products that we take ourselves, antibiotic, which I think is certainly has helped me as far as holding off colds is concerned. Large dose vitamin D3, we're talking about 5,000 units. And certainly when I start to come down with a cold, I take a couple antibiotic and a D3, and I take that every 4 hours until I start feeling better. And usually things get started to clear enough right away if I stay away from sweets. So all of these things are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. We've got a great new four-tape set four-CD set on the Deadly Assassins, and you'll hear a couple of assassins talking. Got a great four-tape set on, is there really a war on drugs? Because there really isn't. Of course, it's the CIA is the primary market of drugs throughout the world, but they can't let you know that after all. Don't we have a war on drugs? We've had a war on drugs since going back to the 1960s, and nothing's happened. And same thing keeps going on. We have a war on terror. We got more terror. We got a war on poverty. We got more poverty. We got a war on drugs. We got more drugs. We got a war on cancer. We got more cancer. Ladies and gentlemen, did you ever stop to think that it's all a lie? How do we understand what's going on? Well, of course, we've got some great talks on population control on DVD. And we have my little monograph called The Population Control Agenda Monograph. Goes into how the major thrust of the American foreign policy is population control. If you have not yet read the National Security Study Memorandum 200, why we have it, it was formerly top secret. American foreign policy has always been population control. That's the reason we outlawed the DDT so people couldn't get it. That's why we've blocked efforts to address the AIDS epidemic as a public health issue and not tried to stop it. But they can't let you know that, you common people. You're supposed to believe whatever you are told by your rulers. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com, where you can listen to our programs 9 hours a day and not get anything accomplished. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.